Welcome to the Fig City News Podcast, read by a text-to-speech AI voice. Public Safety and Transportation votes to limit length of Newton Center Plaza trial, by Charlie Johnson. The City Council's Public Safety and Transportation Committee voted Thursday, January 21st, to shorten the trial of the Newton Center Plaza pilot in the Langley Road parking lot, as officials weighed strong public support for the space against concerns about parking and accessibility. Several councillors, including Ward 2 City Councillor Tarek Lucas, who filed the appeal, said the plaza should ultimately be relocated to the adjacent Newton Center Green, arguing that its location in a public parking lot limits access for residents and customers of nearby businesses. The city's planning department defended the original extension to October by pointing to data collected over the summer and fall, saying the plaza drew consistent use and did not significantly reduce parking availability across Newton Center. In a city survey, more than 220 respondents rated the plaza an average of 4.7 out of 5 stars, with most visitors reporting that they visited a nearby business while attending the plaza. Lucas told Fig City News his appeal was intended to address factors he believes were not fully considered by the Traffic Council, including winter usage patterns and future parking demand as new developments in Newton Center come online, such as the Chinese supermarket replacing the old Walgreens on Langley Road. After discussion, the committee voted 6-2 to amend the Traffic Council's decision, moving the plaza's reevaluation date up to May 31st. The committee's vote does not take effect unless it is approved by the full City Council, which is expected to take up the amended decision at its February 2nd meeting. "I view it as a compromise," Lucas said. "The plaza remains. If that vote goes through, all I've done is change the expiration date for when the plaza needs to be reevaluated from October 31st to May 31st. He said shortening the trial would still give the city time to collect additional data before deciding whether to relocate the plaza. During the public comment section of the meeting, Andrew Popper, a psychiatrist whose office is located in Newton Center, told the committee that reduced parking access has made it harder for some of his elderly patients to attend in-person appointments. Popper said many of his patients have mobility limitations, do not use rideshare services, and rely on nearby parking to reach his office. Resident Marilee Belleville said she supports the idea of a community gathering space in Newton Center, but believes the plaza would be better located on the adjacent green, calling it a win-win that preserves both parking and public space. Zachary Lamel, the chief planner in the city's planning department, acknowledged that the plaza's rollout was complicated by early missteps in communication with Newton Center businesses. "We got off to a really bumpy start, no question about it," Lamel said. "We didn't get out and engage them in the right way." Despite the uneasy start, Lamel described businesses in the area coming around to support the plaza since it started in June 2025. Ward 6 City Councilor Sean Roach said he supports the goal of creating a community space in Newton Center, and he opposed shortening the trial, arguing that the pilot should undergo a full season. "I think this requires more time to get it right," Roach said. Chief Operating Officer Josh Morris said the city plans to work with the Parks and Recreation Commission and other stakeholders before making any decisions about a permanent location for the plaza. That's all for today's Fig City News Podcast. Thank you for listening. For more news and updates, visit figcitynews.com.